called Did He Do It?
I know.
I said, oh, God.
Did he do it? Now there's a fallout with everybody. You guys saw Uncle Luke. They're coming for him.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a video vixen back in the day, Gloria Velez. She was basically saying that Uncle Luke, like, what do you call it, like, redshirted her. He basically, like, groomed her from, like, a young age to be, you know, his plaything. Well, he responded, and he's saying he gonna sue.
Y'all got the right one. I don't have no problem going to court. I'm not Russell Simmons. I'm not them other people. I don't do that. I know my brand. The problem is when you know your brand and you know what you're, when you know what you're singing about, you subject yourself to be in that kind of trap faster. So what you have to do is really not be about what those songs is talking about, because you can get yourself jammed up. I video everything. Mm. I video everything. Everybody sign releases. Mm-hmm. I do shows. Ain't no underage people be doing no show with me. I fire girls. You get caught. I have chaperone for the girls. A one head dancer. It's always one head dancer. And she put everybody in check.
One head dancer, like one head,
She makes like a house mom.
Yes, you know, okay, sure, if you'd like to call it that. Sure.
The house mom.
Twerk mom. Something like that.
Twerk mom.
Twerk mom.
All right. Well, we'll think more about Uncle Luke on that statement and move on. All right, everybody. Coming up, if you spent more than you wanted to on Thanksgiving turkey, our financial guru, Ash Cash, is on the way to help get your money straight, all right? It's Dee Dee in the morning.
Serving the historic Third Ward, Bayview, and Walker's Point. For 22 years and counting.
Here we go.
Get lit.
Get lit.
And laugh.
With Dee Dee in the morning.
Today's R&B and old school. Jammin' 98.3.
Go to jammin983.com and click on events.
La, 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 wait till I get my money, money. Right.
It's Money Making Monday with financial guru Ash Cash on Dee Dee in the morning.
All right, let me tell y'all something right now. You know what? Everybody's trying to figure out what is the industry that we should get into to make some money, right? Everybody wants to make some money.
Right.
And we're trying to figure all of that out. Ash Cash, what is it? I mean, you know, somebody told me at one point we thought we could make money with Airbnbs, and then they said we could make money with vending machines, and then they said we could make money with real estate, and then, like, what's the latest?
Yeah, so I think all of those things, you know, if you're hyper-focused, you can make money in, but really it's just looking at the trends, right? Mm-hmm. I think that when you look online and you see what's happening around you, I think some of the big trends are where money is going to be made. I think number one, we got to look at technology,
yes,
right? And so when you're thinking about AI, artificial intelligence, robotics, mm-hmm, right? I think that's an industry that's going to continue to flourish, right? Artificial intelligence is going to replace at least 300 million jobs, right?
Man.
300
Man.
Million jobs. And so instead of being on the side of being replaced, we need to learn about artificial intelligence and how we can use it in order to be part of the people who or the people behind the artificial intelligence. So we're talking robotics, we're talking fintech, right? Mm-hmm. Financial technologies, right? How do we take artificial intelligence and go into the you know financial technologies, cannabis, right?
Hello. Look at JJ.
I seen a couple of people wake up in the studio. I seen a couple of people wake up in the studio.
My nose is rubbing like a rabbit right now.
Right? That's an industry that really is going to take off, you know, as the legalization of cannabis is happening, you know, in so many different states. I don't know if it's going to happen federally, but it's happening so much that there's a lot of money made, you know, that could be made in cannabis.
Uh-oh.
And here's the thing, you know, there are a lot of people, rightly so, you know, campaigning against unfair, you know, barriers of entry for cannabis, right? So they criminalize cannabis, and then, you know, people with felonies can't get into it, or you need a certain amount of money, things of that nature. But what we need to not forget is we don't necessarily only have to make money selling cannabis. There's also different industries that are made around cannabis mm-hmm. that we could make money off of, right?
Talk to them.
And so think about prohibition. Think about when alcohol was illegal. Not only the alcohol makers made money, you got to think about the bars who serve alcohol. You got to think about the people who provided the glass companies that provide, that you have to package it in, box companies. Like, there were so many companies that were built around this product or service. And so we have to make sure that it's not just the cannabis. Mm-hmm. There's other, companies around it that you could build as well. Blockchain, okay. Right? And so getting into blockchain, understanding cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is about to half in 2024. And what does that mean? That means that whatever your cryptocurrency is worth right now, they're about to create more cryptocurrency by breaking down what you own in half, but give you the same worth, right? So what does that mean? That means if right now one Bitcoin costs $30,000, if you have one Bitcoin worth $30,000, they'll break it in half. Now you got two worth $15,000, right?
Oh, wow.
So it's the same value, but now they're halving it. And when they half it, people have the conception that, all right, now it's cheaper, I could buy more. Every time a Bitcoin has halved, the value went up, right? And so making sure that we're learning about the different cryptocurrencies and making sure we're getting into that. Last but not least, and this is a big one,
what?
You can make a lot of money on this one. Y'all ready for this one?
Yeah, what is
Come on,
it?
Let's talk.
The e-learning, right? Creating courses, creating programs, and a lot more people are moving away from college and they're learning from people every single day. So you have a skill, you need to be able to take that skill, package it into digital real estate, and you can make a fortune off of it.
I want everybody to know, and Ash Cash can help you, because he said he can help you write a book in how many days?
In 5 hours.
Oh, what?
Like, Didi, I swear, Didi, look, I'm gonna put this online right now. If you and I don't work on a project together and drop something at the top of the year, we plan around.
All right, look,
you are a super veteran. You got too much experience, too much knowledge. Like, we got to put something out.
All right, well, then I'm going to put my book out, everybody, and get ready to get it, me and Ash Cash.
2024,
We are.
Let's go.
Let's go, Ash Cash. All right, let them know how to find you, Ash Cash.
You could go to my website, iamashcash.com. All of my books, my programs, everything is there. You can also follow me on all social media platforms at I Am Ash Cash.
I love it. Every Monday, everybody, we get your money right here with this man, Mr. Ash Cash. Give it up. Money Making Mondays.
What?
In the morning. Today's R&B and old school, Jammin' 98.3. Your Jammin' traffic is driven by the Ewald Automotive Group, your exclusive home of the max allowance on vehicles you plan to sell or trade in. We got to find out if there are any delays or accidents out there. Brandy standing by. Hey, Brandy, what you got?
Hey, DD, all clear. No accidents or delays. Southbound 43, 13 minutes from Brown Deer to Marquette. Southbound 41, 11 minutes from Good Hope to the Zoo. Eastbound 94 is 8 minutes from the Zoo to downtown. Northbound 94, 8 minutes from Layton to downtown.
Hi, this is Angel from Washington Heights, and I wake up with Didi in the morning on Jammin' 98.3.
All right, listen, good morning. It's Didi in the morning. We're going to get into our $1,000 minute game. It's being brought to you by
Kohl's.
Celebrate the season with gifts, deals, and holiday feels. Find perfect presents for everybody and every budget. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. Let me tell y'all something right now. According to this, they're saying now about 40% of U.S. workers need help at work to change their password.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To change the password.
Look at Trey, you need help sometimes?
Absolutely. Every time we be trying to give out tickets and I got to log into our ticket deal, yeah. I always have to reset my password.
At least you have an account. I don't even have an account, okay?
What's the point of having it if you can't log in?
I don't need any help changing my password, though. I think I can handle that.
Really? Mm-hmm. You don't have one at work, though, you just said. So how you know how to change
it? Well, that part, I left that alone, right? But, sometimes I forget mine, and I got to recreate one because I'm always forgetting my password.
I can't stand it. Can I be honest with you?
You have to go there like that.
I know it. Yeah, he just said it.
I know.
She really did, man.
I know it. I love it. I love getting him. I love singing. J. Cruz. I don't know why.
It makes your day. twice.
It does.
I know.
But I got to be honest with you. I can't stand the passwords. I'm so over passwords. I'm pretty much going to start using my face for everything, man.
Yo, face. Listen,
Shut up. I thought you were going to say something about my face.
Didi need two phones to fit her face on the
screen. I know.
Screen.
See, that's why.
But no, you know, my mom irks me because she picks the same one for all of them. And it's, I don't want to put it out there, but it's the dumbest, easiest thing. And I'm like, Mom, you can't keep doing this. She was like, it's too many. I can't remember.
Yeah,
all
me
of
either.
Them.
I'm starting to do that. Like, on a lot of them, they're about the same because I can't. And then they'll tell you, I hate when they try to judge mine. They'll say, give us a password, and you'll say something like, put it in. They'll go, weak. Nope. They'll say, weak.
Trash.
Y'all ain't never seen it where they'll let you know that your password is weak.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Be like, you judging my password?
Right. It's like, I ain't good enough for this either, huh?
Look, mine was so bad, they came up and said, damn.
You're so weak. Get it out of here. All right, let's get into our game. Here we go. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Nay.
Hey, Nay, how you doing?
Hey, Nay.
I'm good.
Nay.
Hey, Nay, Nay.
So, Nay, tell us a little something about you. You got kids or anything?
Yes, I have three kids. I have a 17-year-old who's a senior, graduating senior, okay. And then I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Whoa!
Okay.
Dang it.
Yeah. No dang wonder it. Your name, Nay. Still getting it in, ain't you, Nay? She said, hi.
Yes, she did.
And that meant yes.
Yeah. So, dude, I just got in.
Period. We knew what that meant. Is you here? Period.
Period.
All right, Nay. Well, listen, we got Cash. Who would you like to read the question? There goes J. Cruz. There is Trey G or comedian J.J. Williamson. Who you want?
Trey G.
Come
on, Trey. All right, Nay, let's get it in one time, man. Look, so I'm going to read you the 10 questions. If you don't get it right, we're going to spin the block and answer them again, but you got to go fast, Nay, okay?
All right,
let's do it. Do you go Black Friday shopping?
Yes.
How old is singer Rihanna?
35, 36, 37,
38. Finish the lyric. When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot.
What planet is second from the sun?
Venus.
What hip-hop group was Andre 3000 a part of?
Outkast.
Who on the morning show is the youngest of their siblings?
Trey G, Peter Rose, Dee Dee.
If someone texts you IMY, what does that mean?
I miss you.
What was the fifth question that I asked you?
Andre 3000.
Spell the word controversial.
CONTROVERSIAL.
What was the fifth question that I asked you?
When the fence in the crib, mom.
What was the fifth question that I asked you?
Oh, my God! Late! Come on, Nate.
We had it.
I was going to say, speed up a little bit.
We had it.
Nay
would have had a few more seconds, but she controversial went slow. She started fast and went
she
chopped and screwed,
out.
Didn't it?
She was like, C-O-N.
Boy.
Hey, Nay, you got 9 out of 10.
God.
And what you missed, you ready? He kept saying, what was the fifth question I asked you? Guess what the fifth question was? And you got it because I heard you doing that acronym. What planet is second from the sun?
Oh, man.
And you said,
question.
What was your acronym? My very what?
My very intelligent mother just ate.
She sure did.
No, that was that. Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, that's the only way I can remember the first three, too, is like she just said. Yeah, I forgot that.
My very exciting mother just ate 9 planets.
Something like that.
Yo, mama eating planets.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, there's acronyms where you can list the planets in their order.
That's how you know Dee Dee and Nay finished at the top of their class.
Oh, God. All right. Listen, Nay. Nay, you got 9 out of 10. $10 every correct answer. We added up $90.
Hey, get that.
Thank you.
All right. Do me a favor. Tell everybody the show that gave you a shot at $1,000.
Dee Dee in the morning.
It's the noon.
You already know.
Dee Dee in the morning show.
Yeah, right here.
Right here on your favorite station.
Today's R&B and old school. Jamming 98.3.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dee Dee in the morning. Savannah J kicks off your workday with a Jammin' 5 every weekday. She'll give you 5 songs from a particular year or that have a specific theme. Get more details at jammin983.com. All right, listen, I got to just say, we first of all, it's Dee Dee in the morning and everybody is here. We all saw this over the weekend, T.I. and Tiny's son. Which son is this, you guys? Which son is this
King.
One? This is King.
Second to youngest.
That's
sorry.
Right,
second
King.
To youngest.
Yeah, poor King. King is going through it. Yeah, now, King is the one who also got his teeth done. Didn't he get new teeth and everybody laughed at him a couple months ago because he got the biggest veneers we've seen?
Talking about them piano keys?
Yeah. Poor King can't seem to do nothing right. Yeah, King can't seem to do nothing right for the public.
Sure.
Well, I guess he and the parents got into it. You know, T.I. was bringing out, what was that, the Falcons game, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they got into it. And I think it started out where they were having fun, weren't they? Like scoring on each other. The parents and the son was doing it live on live.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
That's exactly.
But yeah, what's wrong, Cruz? You can't score with your kids because it gets serious.
It could go bad.
Yeah,
does it?
It can.
Why? Do you all get serious, or they get out of line?
We know them better than anyone, right? So sometimes they try to come at us like we don't know them, or they can like get one by us and be like, "You don't know me," and I'm like, "What? I don't know you." Well, and he's at an age where
it escalated with T.I. and Tiny and their son. Take a listen.
Silver spoon. I ain't never ate with that day a day in my life.
Yeah. Okay, so it got.
Well, you can't do nothing with me.
It got ugly.
It got real ugly.
It got ugly.
You sound like they got hands on each other a little bit.
No, he put him in a headlock.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he grabbed him up a little bit. Now, JJ, I know you have a son.
Yes.
Now, I know he's a little taller than you now.
Yeah, I had to do some moves on him. Ain't no more just throwing hands, no, because he's strong, little taller.
So a little taller?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a lot taller than you.
Yeah, I'm looking up at him. I got to do old school tactics on that juggle right there.
Mind tricks?
Yeah, mind tricks. I'll be like, hey, look, I'm going to freeze your account. You might win. You might win, but see, use the ATM.
Damn it. You coming at him like government, so I'm going to freeze your account.
Yeah, I'm going to freeze your account, Jack.
It's going to be surviving JJ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for real, Jack. Keep trying to fight.
But you know what? I feel bad for T.I. and Tiny's son, though. I do. He just wants to, you know what? It's funny that then I feel sorry for these parents because y'all want to provide so much for your kids.
Yes.
Jay Cruz, I get it. Y'all want to do more than what you had growing
Absolutely.
Up, right? But what I'm finding from these rich kids, from Kanye West's daughter, when she told Kim she wanted to go to her daddy's apartment and not be at the big house. Remember where she was like, and she wanted to go to her daddy's apartment to make ramen noodles, okay? Yep. She wanted to feel poor.
Right.
Then you have T.I. and Tiny's son. I don't want to be raised behind these gates.
Right.
See, I'm realizing something. Them ungrateful things y'all had, them damn kids.
Them kids be ungrateful.
They can be ungrateful as hell.
Ungrateful things y'all had.
Them things right there. I ain't got none. Because I know how ungrateful we can be. I was one. And I would be so mad if I'm them. You trying to provide.
I think Jay Cruz had a point, too. At the age that T.I.'s son is, like, you can't play with him like that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he's an artist, too, at the same time. So, you know, you got to try to put this facade on.
Hold on a second. Here we go again. Another one. Hold on. Michael Irvin's son grew up behind a gated community who also is trying to rap and act like he's all hard. And remember, Michael Irvin's like, stop,
dude.
You ain't do none of this that you're rapping about.
So I'm realizing something. You parents be wanting more for your kids than they want for themselves.
Thing I thought was distasteful is him going live. Like, you could have this conversation with your parents, but why go live, you know? And then the parents grabbed the live, too, and they got on it. So it's just,
You thought the parents, who was wrong in the situation? I think the child, you shouldn't have went live.
I think it's the child wrong. You know, your parents going to play with you like that anyway. Like, even if you did grow up in the hood, your dad always still going to say, you ain't grow up nothing like I grew up.
Yeah.
We grew up real hard.
But see, let me tell you something. Like, my mama would have done me. I would have done them. Like, I would have told that little boy, well, as soon as we get home, pack your bags, but don't use my luggage. Get you one of them
plastic
bags from the grocery store and put all your stuff in it and go on about your business then.
My fact, don't even come home. I'm going to pack it for you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Let me know where you at. And I bring it up. I'll drop it off.
Because that little boy, that right there was kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole reading those comments, though.
Why? But everybody was saying a lot of people were saying privileged.
He wasn't raised by them. He did spend a lot of time at his grandma's. Him and T.I. have never really been close. All the stuff you saw on the show was just for TV.
Yeah, the parents made money off of him?
For sure. But I do feel people pick on him a lot, like on social media. Everybody makes fun of that kid, man.
Sure.
Like, a hard,
hey, guess what, kid? You don't even have to be in this limelight. Guess what? Your parents got enough money. They can pay for your education. You can go to school. You could become, I don't know, an accountant. You can become a teacher. You don't have to do the life that your parents did.
How's that? People think it's such a cool thing to be from the hood. Until you hungry. At night, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
Until you ain't really got no food in that refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, let me go back to the suburbs.
Let them lights get cut off.
Yeah. Let you lay up in there in the cold,
I'm saying, let it be cold.
Let the heat, okay.
Facts.
All right.
Oh, there it is. Don't take but one crack in the window. All right.
Thank you, JJ, for that. All right, y'all. It's Dee Dee in the morning. Your jam in traffic is driven by the Ewald Automotive Group, your exclusive home of the max allowance on vehicles you can plan to sell or trade in. Okay, come on, Brandy. Talk to me. How about these roads this morning?
Hey, DD, all clear, no accidents or delays. Southbound 43, 13 minutes from Brown Deer to Marquette.
We got this.
Good morning. It's DD in the morning, you guys. Let's get to the hot topics. Mainly, we got to have a conversation about Tyrese and his ex-wife.
Again.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the never-ending saga of Tyrese and the ex-wife. Y'all have to hear the latest now on what he's mad at.
You're tapped in.
Tap in.
Hot Topics.
Tap in.
On Dee Dee in the morning.
Oh, I'm tired already. I'm just thinking about Tyrese and what he has to say. By the way, this hour of Hot Topics being brought to you by Gap Banana Republic. Don't miss 60% off everything during the Black Friday event with deals from $15 for a limited time only at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. So you guys know today is the day. It's Cyber Monday.
Yep.
Anybody go shopping on Black Friday?
You bought something?
What you buy, JJ?
6.5-inch TV.
There we go. I know that's
for
right.
$4.
but it don't come with a remote.
But it came from Best Buy.
All right,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Was it the open box?
The open box.
The floor model.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't got to plug it up. TV already on.
It don't come with a remote or a stand.
None of that.
You got to hold it.
You got to hold it. If you want a good signal, you got to hold it yourself. Somebody got to tell you what's going on. Who's going? Hey, man, you come hold it for a minute.
Well, you know what? But it was $4.
$4.
That's all that matters. You got you a deal. Well, today, of course, Cyber Monday.
Today, on this Cyber Monday, the number of Americans shopping online is expected to set an all-time record. Shoppers are predicted to spend $12 billion online today, up 5% from last year. With inflation on their minds, shoppers are pickier than ever in their hunt for deals. Like a Chromebook from HP, it was $489. Now it's $289 at both HP.com and Target. This ThinkPad laptop was $1,300 but is now $989 at Walmart. Looking for luggage? This offer from Nordstrom Rack is $88, down from $398.
Mm, all right.
Did y'all see the video, though, online of that woman? She was going through Target looking behind the Black Friday deal signs, and she was showing that they weren't really, like, deals.
You
it was the same. It's a $429 Black Friday. She pulled the back one and it said sale $429.
Is that what he just said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cruz just said he just said the exact same.
Thought it was a little descriptive. But yeah, I guess not.
He painted a picture.
That's crazy. I just see it though.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
He extra painted.
All right, next story.
Shocking news.
Yeah. Cruz, we didn't know.
I thought there was an echo in the room. I went, wait a minute. Did he just say that? Let's talk about this, though, you guys. We must talk about Tyrese. What's the story?
Tyrese back out here talking about his ex-wife.
But why?
Like you said, you might agree with him this time, because normally I don't think we do. But check it out.
We never spent $20,000 on my daughter when we were together. Mm-hmm. And I had the money.
Yeah, but
I don't. I don't. Like, who spends that kind of money on a kid? Mm-hmm. She was one when she took my baby from me. We never spent $20,000 a month on our child, and the credit card was wide open. So what the f- do you suddenly need that kind of money for? She left me, and she's trying to take my life with her.
But for men at your level, you catching the short end of it with 20 a month.
I'm not paying that. That's what they're trying to get. But she makes $160,000.
Oh, so she has a good income.
Isn't she a lawyer?
No, she's a licensed social worker.
Got it. Okay.
Licensed clinical LCSW, licensed clinical social worker. Mm-hmm.
There are men that they
paying
banging
more,
a lot more.
Way more.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So, but he's not paying $20,000. They're trying to get $20,000 from him, he said?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay.
He's going to fight it.
Yeah, that is a lot of money, though, y'all. That's, okay.
I don't disagree. Like you said, if the child didn't need the money when we was together, why all of a sudden do you need $20,000 to take care of him? But, I mean.
I'm single now, raising the child.
Sure.
Yeah.
Damn that.
What?
$20,000. Like he said, we weren't spending it earlier. Man, that's more episodes of Tyrese than it is Fast and Furious.
More episodes of his life.
Of his life.
Yeah. Because, golly, every time you turn around. Let's move on. You saw that about Tiffany Haddish? I don't understand what's going on with Tiffany's career, you guys. It's like she was on this high. Everybody loved her. And then all of a sudden, it just flipped, right? And everybody thinks that every time I talk about her or I'll mention her, somebody goes, she tries too hard, or she's this or that. You saw she was in a DUI? Anybody see that?
Yeah.
Well, she talked about it on stage. See if you guys can just hear a little bit of what she said.
What happened last night? Oh, damn.
I don't know, you tell me.
I pray to God to send me a man with a job, a career.
You know what? Did she say, I prayed to God to send me a man with a job?
Yeah.
It felt like ever since she and Common broke up, she's just been on this, like, I don't know.
Downward spiral
type
of deal. Yeah, for sure. You can see it, too.
Like, that really bothered her, she and Common not working out.
I think the whole, a child allegations.
That, too.
And the
that was everything.
That hurt. Yeah.
Everything got her. All right. All right, there you go, everybody. Those right there are your hot topics now coming up. We're about to get into this thing about you and your ex next. It's Didi in the Morning.
Here we go.
Get lit.
Get lit.
And laugh.
With Didi in the Morning.
Enter that keyword online now at jammin983.com.
Well, good morning. It's Didi in the Morning.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell y'all something. First of all, we're all here, right? Touch yourself.
Let me make sure.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that's me.
Here. Touch present. Well, let me tell you guys, you know, when you're surfing on social media, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, or wherever you're on, you ever notice you always see people and they always got something to say and, you know, I think, blah, blah, blah.
God, everybody's an expert.
Everybody is an expert. And as long as you say something controversial, it goes viral, right?
Right.
Well, this one kind of did. I want you to listen to what this discussion was and what this woman had to say. Take a listen.
My ex bought me these Uggs. Like, I don't have to say that. Like, I need Uggs for the wintertime. I'm not giving that back.
So, like, maybe I can't afford to buy you red bottoms and Fendi and Gucci and Louis and Dior. I can't afford to do it, right? Mm. But he did all of that in the past. And every time we go out, you're wearing his stuff. It's a slap in the face to the guy that you're currently with.
You need to get your money up. It should be motivation.
First of all,
she's with you, who had that type of guy, and now she's with you. Uh-huh. You should be like, damn, you know, I got to step my game up.
Mm. That's the question, right? Think about this. Let's say, J. Cruz, you date a girl, and let's say she had dated a famous rapper before you. Are you intimidated by that? Is it a slap in the face when she wears things he gave her, or is that motivation for you?
Absolutely not. You can keep on wearing what he
gave. It's motivation?
If he bought you a gold chain that's unisex, let me wear it. I don't have a problem.
So is it motivation, or is it a slap in the face?
Motivation. I'll pick motivation.
You think motivation?
Over a slap in the face, yeah.
Because what is it? Does it motivate you to want to do it? It just motivates you to wear it.
You took it words out of my mouth, especially if it's something that I can cop.
Yeah,
can I rock that? Who gave you that? So, can I wear that chain this weekend? I don't care. Like that's not going to bother me.
It doesn't. Okay, what about you, JJ? Is it a slap in the face or is it motivation? Either or.
Slap in the face.
It's a slap in the face.
Slap in the face to me.
Really? It doesn't motivate you to do better?
Matter of fact, I'm with Crew. Let me wear it.
Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't, let me see, hold on a second. Is it a slap in the face? Is it motivation or let me wear? No, that wasn't on one of the options.
I'm still throwing it out there. I'm aware. I bet you that. Let me mess around and fit it.
Hold on, let me see.
What that chain gave me.
We do not know how to follow instructions on this show. He's like, this or that one. And you're like,
we're going to wear it.
Well, I was trying to be a little different.
Hold on a second. These fools said, we don't care about nothing other than we want to wear it. Y'all want to pawn it too?
Yeah.
You want to just pawn
the
chain?
That's not a bad idea either.
You know what? I will see how much
it's
worth.
But you don't think, okay, hold on a second. I'm for real. You don't look at it as if you're dating. Let's take away what somebody has, right? But if a woman brings up who she used to date and he was famous, you're not looking at that as a slap in the face, or are you looking at that as motivation, right? I mean, like, there's a way to look, because some people don't want to come up behind somebody else who was famous.
Right, true that, true that. I used to date this really, really good-looking girl, and she used to date a lot of baseball players, like professional baseball players. And, you know, they had bought her stuff. The only thing I couldn't rock with is lingerie.
Really?
If he bought her lingerie, don't pull that.
But did it intimidate you, dating, like, coming behind?
Nah, that part I'm good with that. Okay. I'm good with that because, you know, I'm a baseball player myself.
Okay. Hey, Trey, okay. Let me move on. Trey, what about you? You're out here and you're dating right now.
Yeah.
If you met a girl and she had dated a very well-to-do man, had a little something, and every now and then she tells you that he bought her this, this, or that. Is that a slap in your face when she brings that up, or does it motivate you to step your game up and do better or outdo him?
Nah, it's such a tricky question. It's honestly neither. Like, I don't take it as a slap in the face. I want you to wear it if that's what you want to wear, but I don't take it as motivation.
But I mean, even if it's not something he gave her, I'm saying if she dated just somebody who is famous and you come up behind him and you're dating her and she brings up things that places he took her.
Right.
Right? Maybe it's not always something monetary, you know, that she has on her.
Sure.
Right.
I can see it as a slap. I can see it as a slap in the face. I can see it as, I can see it as a slap in the face just because you know my situation. You know I'm not able to take you to Philippe Chow. I'm not able to take you to Ruth Chris. Or I'm not able to take you to these type of places. But you continue to bring that up.
That's a slap in the face.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face. You know I'm not able to do all
but
that.
But I'm trying to motivate you to take me to the same places.
That's not how you motivate somebody. You don't motivate.
How could I motivate you to be as good as my last boyfriend?
Well, you don't motivate me to be as good as your last boyfriend. You motivate me to be a better man.
How do I do that?
Be a better boyfriend.
How am I
going to
do that,
though?
But if I tell you what he used to do for me, you know, you guys are competitive as men. Step your game up.
True that, but you know, like, damn it, I just don't do that. No, how about that? You shouldn't be dating me. If you think I'm going to be like this, don't date me.
So that's like if the roles were reversed. Yeah. If I had an ex-girlfriend who was good in the bedroom and you weren't as good as she was and I was saying, hey, she used to do this.
Guess what
she
I
used
say?
To do that.
What
that's
else did she do? Teach me so I can learn how to be good to my next man.
I'm going
to
give you her number.
Okay, I'll be like, show me so when I get to the next man, I know what I'm doing. So teach me.
Oh, okay.
I'd use that as motivation to try to outdo.
I do use that sometimes. Now, look, you got to me like this.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
don't give me the music. Please don't give me the music. I usually don't do that, Dee Dee.
No, sir.
Dee Dee, you ain't have to give me the music, man.
All right, listen, I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. What do you think about that? When they start talking about that ex a lot and what that ex used to do and how they did it or what the ex gave them, are you motivated by that or do you think it's a slap in the face? All right, the phone lines are open at 833. Talk to Dee Dee.
That's 833-825-5233.
Going to the phone lines next. It's Dee Dee in the morning. Today's R&B and Old School Jam in 98.3.
So what's happening in your world?
Ayo, what's the 411, hon?
What's the 411,
hon? I got it going on.
Your jam and traffic is driven by the Ewald Automotive Group, your exclusive home of the max allowance on vehicles you plan to sell or trade in. Brandy, how's the morning commute?
Hey, Dee Dee, looks like we do have an incident. There's a crash on the ramp from Lincoln Avenue to 894 North.
Back to the...
Back, y'all!
Back to the music!
Back, you know, back.
And back to the funny!
It's Dee Dee in the morning!
Today's R&B and Old School, Jammin' 98.3.
Hi, this is Champ from the North Side, and I wake up with Dee Dee in the morning on Jammin' 98.3.
All right, so, look, good morning. Dee Dee in the morning, we were talking about, is it a slap in the face, or is it motivation? If you're dating someone, and they had dated... Their ex was somebody who either made a lot of money, had a great job, left them with good gifts. Are you motivated by when they mention him, or is it a slap in the face? That's what we want to know. Mm. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Hey, yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, all right, listen, if you're dating a chick, she used to date her ex was either, you know, professional, athlete, made money or something like that.
Right.
She brings him up a lot or tells you either he gave me this or he took me to this place. Do you think that's a slap in the face, or would you be motivated by that?
I don't think it's either. I honestly think that I ain't in competition with no man. Mm. So if you're going to be with me, I'm going to do for you what I do for you. And if you're throwing that kind of stuff in my face, this ain't for you. And I'm
really?
That's real, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, so you guys don't see that as, let me do something, let me step my game up, and let me take her to this place. Y'all are never thinking that at all.
Absolutely not, because at the end of the day, I'm going to do me, and doing me, so it shouldn't require me to be like somebody or
else.
Better than somebody.
Mm.
That's real.
All right, thank you, Mike. Mike is very sure of himself.
He said, absolutely
he
not.
Is,
all right,
is.
I like it. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Kenneth.
Hey, Kenneth. Hey, Kenneth. All right, Kenneth, here's the deal we were talking about, because the girl was saying, you know what, she wears her things from what her man gave her, and she's like, hey, listen, it should motivate this man. She's saying if you see her walking around in any gifts from her ex, it should motivate her current man. So I'm curious, do you think it's a slap in the face, or would that be a motivation if a woman brings up where her ex took her or experiences she had with him or what he bought her? Do you think it's a slap in the face or motivation?
I think we're kind of missing the point, though, because if he was all that, why she still ain't with him?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, if she was good, okay, if she was that good girl and stuff, why is he not still with her?
Mm. Yeah.
So she must be with this dude that she's with, you know, for a purpose, because she treats her well.
Okay, but hold on a second. I mean, but here's my question. Well, what if she is with, maybe he dumped her? But either way it goes, she had some great experiences with him and has some great things. Now she's dating you. And she's telling you this is how...
But her for a reason.
Okay. And so you would look at it like, well, he ain't with you now, then what's the problem?
Because something she wasn't doing right. And now this person that she with is doing something right because he got her. She's looking at the material thing, but he might be able to give her something more than material.
Mm.
Yeah, but I'll argue that if she's dating like a sports player or somebody with a lot of money, he has options. So it ain't like she did something wrong. He just got bored and moved on.
So you guys don't, I mean, so let me ask you this, Kenneth. What would motivate you in a relationship to step up for a chick?
Oh, when she takes care of the things that she needs to take care of. You know what I'm saying? If she takes care of what she needs, I'm going to take care of what I need
to do.
Wait,
hold on a second. What does that mean, if she take care of? Because, again, you guys are saying, well, how can I, if a woman said, well, how can I get my man to take me here, 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 like my other one used to do, what does she do to get you to do that? What can she
do? I don't have to step out. I can step in. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things she can do. Okay. Every now and then she can cook. Every now and then I can cook. Everything, we got to motivate each other. You know what I'm saying? This can't be no 1-1 situation. This can't be no 50-50. When I go in a relationship, it's 100-100. You giving 100, I'm giving 100. Well, I drop the ball, you pick it up. You drop the ball, I pick it up. That's the way it's supposed to be when you're in a relationship.
I love it. All right, Kenneth. Thank you very much. Football. I don't know. I didn't know if it was kickball.
What are we playing here? I'm kind of with you a little bit. If I date a girl and she starts telling me things that this baller used to do with her, I feel like it's the approach. If you approach it correctly, I think it will motivate me to top him.
Would you try to top him?
I think I would.
Would you? Okay.
I would. If she says, yo, he did this for an hour, I said, I'm going to do it for an hour and 10.
Thank you. Okay. Because can I be honest with you? The competitive spirit in me says, if my man told me that his last one used to do this, first I'm going to be mad. I'm like, oh, really?
Uh-huh.
But then later on, I'll be like, watch this.
Tonight. Nuh-uh. Yeah, wait till the night.
If you
Thank
tell
you.
Me it took him an hour, I'm going to do it better in 30 minutes. I'm going to be more efficient, and I'm going
to
be more impactful in my shorter term.
That's okay. That's a good point there. Because I am lazy, so I do like that. I'm going to try to do it better, though.
All right, the phone lines are open, you guys. Okay. If you're dating someone, imagine this. You're dating someone. They keep bringing up their ex. Ladies, you too. Listen, if your man keeps bringing up his ex and she used to cook like this, or she used to do it like this, or she and I went here, here, and there, do you think that it is a slap in the face when they bring up the ex like that, or is it motivation for you to do better in your relationship, all right? Phone lines are open right now at 833-TALK-TO-DEEDEE.
That's 833-825-5233.
It's DEEDEE in the morning.
She's real. Real funny.
Uh-oh.
You can hear more now at DeeDeeMakesMeLaugh.com.
Jammin' 98.3. Hey, it's DeeDee in the morning. Do you have a locally owned business that you want Milwaukee to know about? Go to Jammin' 98.3.com and enter your business for the Small Business Roll Call. Brought to you by our friends at TMJ4. All right, listen, it's DeeDee in the morning, you guys. We were talking about this. So if you're dating a girl or a guy and they keep talking about their ex, and their ex was well-to-do or had a great position in life, and they went and did some wonderful experiences, and now they're dating you.
Right.
Don't do that.
Oh, wow.
Why she gonna do it?
She make it seem like such a drop-off.
Well, anyways, they're dating you.
A lot of times when they date that upper echelons type of dude and then they get knocked down, they're insecure. So they're really ripe for the picking, honest.
Well, that's nice to know.
So you can step in with your mediocrity and hold it down.
That's wonderful.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Because she keep throwing that in my face and be like, that's why you down here with me now.
Like, you're not good
mediocrity.
Enough.
Well, here's the question. If your ex, though, is, and they're talking about their ex a lot, is it a slap in your face or are you motivated by it? See, I'm going to be motivated. I'm going to be a little bit more motivated.
I agree with you. It does kind of motivate me.
Secretly inside, I'll be like, oh, yeah? You keep mentioning her?
Uh-oh. And that's the kind of relationship you want?
Watch this.
Oh, you like him 6'4"?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be 6'5". Damn it. Let's go to the phone line and see what you guys say. Hey, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Good morning, this is Yaya.
Hey, Yaya, how you doing?
Yaya.
I'm good.
Yaya. I don't know, I just had to. It didn't go with it.
I ain't mad at it.
All right, Yaya, is it a slap in the face if your man, let's say you're out with this dude and he keeps talking about this girl he was with and all the things she used to do, is it a slap in the face to you or do you get motivated by it?
It's an absolute slap in the face because I just feel like when you bring up ex, it's a triggering word. So I think that if she was so much better than me, then when you got with me, it's a step down for you to step down in your attitude. So that's how I feel.
All right. Well, she's like, thank you, Yaya. I appreciate it. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This Lorenzo.
All right, Lorenzo, come on, let's talk. If it's a situation where you're dating a girl, she used to date a guy who did, he was very well off maybe. He took her on first class trips, bought her gifts, this and that. She brings him up all the time. Is it a slap in the face to you or do you use it as motivation?
Both, because I was on both ends. So I can go with both right now. It depends on the slap in the face you want to take it. Some men take, you know, some of us men, we get our pride in a way and our ego in a way to the point where we don't really see what a woman is actually trying to say to us. Because sometimes a woman, if she's dating you, she left the other guy and her ex, that means that she literally didn't want to be with him, but she wants you to come step your game up because, you know, you might have been a dude that's working at McDonald's. Okay, and mm-hmm. he was in a professional, a lawyer or something.
Okay,
she's here to motivate you. Mm. Sometimes we as men we don't take the time to hear what a woman has to say.
Mm-hmm.
We take it as a slap in the face, but it's not always a slap in the face. Sometimes it's a motivation to help you get on the top level where she your potential, your higher potential that she know that you got.
Right.
And me, I done been like I said, I done been on both ends. I have done for the woman, and I know the guy that's dating my ex right now, he has a big shoe to fit. You know what I'm saying? I already know he has a big shoe to fit. Because I'm that man. You feel me? I'm not trying to be, you know, sarcastic about it, but me and my lady done been on trips. I done took care of four kids that wasn't mine. I done shop. I done spent my paycheck. I done did all that. So I'm not bragging about it, but it's part of the, when you go into a relationship with a woman, you go into a relationship all the way. Like the dude said, you 100. I'm giving you 100. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I cook, I clean, I wash.
Dang. Lorenzo, hold on. Lorenzo, are you single?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm single.
Damn it, ladies. Okay, wait. We may have to start doing a dating spot here on this show.
But that's just for temporarily. I'm right now. I'm soul seeking right now. I don't want no woman right now.
Oh, okay.
I want God right now.
Okay,
that's
all right.
What I want Lorenzo. Right now.
All right, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, say I'm him for real. You better come correct now.
Well, Lorenzo, when you're ready to date, call us back. I'll try to hook you up with somebody. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I love that. He said he's soul seeking right now. He's got his thing. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Well, I don't have nothing else to say after Lorenzo.
See? Well, you know, I can relate. I am that guy when they leave me or end with me. The next guy, he's got some really big shoes to fill.
No, they don't. You wear a size 7. Stop playing.
Don't do that.
All right, listen, everybody. Hey,
it's a 9.
Okay.
I'm like, big deal, huh? Big difference, Cruz.
He said it's a 9. Look, I wear a 9.5, 10 in a men's shoe. All right. Hey, listen.
That one always out.
That ain't right.
You got him. Long foot.
All right, listen, we appreciate all of the calls today. If you couldn't get through on the phone lines, hit me up at Didi in the morning. Your jam in traffic is driven by the Ewald Automotive Group, your exclusive home of the max allowance on vehicles you plan to sell or trade in. We got to find out if there are any delays or accidents out there. Brandy standing by. Hey, Brandy, what you got?
Hey, Didi, looks like we do have an incident. There's a crash on the ramp from Lincoln Avenue to 894 North.
All right, listen, everybody. We got to get into our hot topics because we have to talk about Aaron Hall.
Ooh.
Aaron Hall. Now, I know that Trey G is here in the building with us, everybody. He is our younger brother. And Trey G said, who is Aaron Hall?
I said, what?
Aaron Hall used to be with the group Guy.
Y'all educated me.
All right. Yeah. Well, Aaron Hall's in the news, and he's being accused of doing some of the things with Diddy and everybody else. Here we go.
Okay, y'all. Let's go.
Let's get into it. Hot Topics on Didi in the Morning.
This hour of Hot Topics being brought to you by TD Jakes International Leadership Summit 2024. It's going to go down March 21st through the 23rd, 2024, at K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, Texas. You got to visit This is ILS.org. This is ILS.org to register today. Again, the International Leadership Summit. All right, with Bishop T.D. Jakes. Hey, you guys, Gayle King. Did you guys hear what Gayle King was saying about the interview with Jay-Z? Everybody's trying to figure out how she got Jay-Z, why he went with her and everything. Gayle King says she's been begging for this interview for a while.
I have not seen an interview recently that made me more happy than you in the studio with Jay-Z.
Oh my, I'm still floating from that, honestly. Like, you know, and right. You know he doesn't like to do interviews. Yeah. And I think that I just groveled, that it became embarrassing. Even Oprah said, you are making a damn fool of yourself. Stop asking him. He doesn't want to do it.
Right.
But I couldn't let it go because he never said no, no, no. He just kept delaying. Right. Oprah said he's being polite because he doesn't want to tell you no. But I don't know why he said yes or why he changed his mind. I'm just grateful that he did.
Right. So there it is. She was persistent.
Yeah. Listen, I'll argue that's her biggest interview of her career. I know she interviewed R. Kelly and some other big names, but Jay-Z?
I'm sure you would argue.
You got Hov to open up? Girl, you did that.
Now, with Oprah being your best friend, right? With Oprah being your best friend, and she said, hey, he don't want to do the interview. Don't do it. Do you think she was right in pressing forward, or do you like?
Obviously, she was. I like that Gail's her own woman, and Gail was like, I'm not going to let you, Oprah, being who you are, sway me. This man's going to finally give in, and I think Jay-Z was probably tired of her pestering him.
Oh,
and
that, too. Now, it's easy for her to say that because he had her in the Mossy Projects while he was drinking a Huggy Juice doing interviews. So she got her Jay interview. For her to say that, then it's kind of so just let her do it.
I'm glad that Gayle got it. I really am. I think that was good.
I'm surprised Carisha didn't get it.
Oh, man. J. Cruz, please.
Let's talk about, Aaron Hall.
Bless his heart. Yeah. Now, you know, everybody, you know, the biggest news in the entertainment business right now been Diddy,
and then who else? They're getting everybody. The guys in the entertainment industry are getting, like, from Jamie Foxx to
Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah, Jimmy
Reed.
L.A. Reid.
A couple of other people that work with Diddy and everything. Well, now, Aaron Hall from the classic group, The Guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a solo career and everything, man. Well, you know, he getting accused of some things. And you know what? Aaron said, you know what? It's whatever.
This is an old interview, right? This is an old interview from Aaron Hall.
Okay.
Where Aaron Hall is saying some things.
Some things.
Take a listen.
I'm a fuck it to death. Like to fuck in public. You feel me?
Yeah.
So can't say nothing about it. Them square precious cake little niggas.
Yeah.
I like for them to see how I fuck. Like, if you speak to Jodeci or Puffy or any of them, they've been at my house. They all see me. They all know I'm a big.
Yeah.
If a touch my and she say my small, then she's a lying.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell her to name the tattoo that's on my rib. That says,
he did it. Ding, ding,
yeah,
ding, ding,
did.
Ding.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Matter of fact, Aaron, go and pick out the numbers you want on your prison suit. You did it.
Yeah, he did it. Because he's sitting there in an interview years ago talking about how he has sex out in public. Everybody know it. What does he have on it? He has something tattooed like what? Beware, danger?
No, warning.
Warning. He has a warning sign tattooed on him.
That you know now. You mess with me. Warning.
He
warning.
Did it. Now, he's accused of all kinds of sexual assault. I'm going to go out there on a limb and say he did it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's not even on a limb. Now, he did it.
Now, the way Aaron talk, I think like that, but I ain't going to say it.
He did it.
You know.
He done came a long way from I Miss You, I guess.
Yeah. That's why he came up with the song said, Don't Be Afraid.
Don't Be Afraid. Don't be afraid. Yeah. I remember that song. Oh, my God.
He wants you to chill.
Oh, God. All right. Let's move on because this is horrible. Finally, Keke Palmer is being seen, right? Isn't she out here hosting things?
Absolutely. Last night, man, it went down to Soul Train Awards, and Keke Palmer, you know, even all the stuff that she's going through, she still took time to host the Soul Train Awards last night.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she performed the song at the Soul Train Awards last night as well.
Wow.
And then social media was going crazy because they said her ex is probably looking at the Soul Train Awards right now, punching the earth.
I bet he is.
Yeah, they said he's probably so mad right now.
Wow.
But yeah, it went down.
All right, well, go ahead. Keke, she's, you know what, picking herself back up and going back out here doing her thing.
Absolutely. Hey.
All right, coming up, we're about to play our $1,000 minute game. Yay. Give somebody some cash this morning on this Monday. It's Dee Dee in the morning. Today's R&B and old school, Jammin' 98.3.
Serving Bronzeville, Sherman Park, and Washington Park for
22 years and counting.
Wake up and get turned up. Wake up. Yeah. Wake up. Yeah. With your new favorite morning show.
It's Dee Dee in the morning.
Today's R&B and old school, Jammin' 98.3.